There's some beautiful music by Claude Debussy from his Petite Suite here on Bill's Classical Jukebox, where it's my pleasure to welcome a very special guest. Rosalind Morrison is the chair of the board of directors of the Institute of Southern Georgian Bay. In her leadership roles in the past, Rosalind, I know you have been involved with several provincial and national organizations, and we want to find out right off the bat, what is the Institute of Southern Georgian Bay?
Well, thank you. The Institute of Southern Georgian Bay, Bill, is really a group of interested local people who have come from all walks of lives who want to be able to make this region the best it can be. Our vision is to be the smartest, greenest, healthiest, and most caring region in the province. And we realize that there's such great talent across the six municipalities in this region we call Southern Georgian Bay.
Let me stop you there just for a second, just for people who are listening to us in Toronto, as they are throughout Eastern Ontario. Mm-hmm. Give us some geography from Owen Sound to Midland. Is that about it?
Sure. And right along that beautiful coast, there are so many talented people in so many different sectors. The concept is really, how can we weave the talent together and leverage it up by collaborating on initiatives that are region-wide so that we shine the light on the local, but we leverage up what's going on through regional collaboration.
Okay, by collaboration, you mean people talking to each other, like the barber talks to the baker, who talks to the butcher, who talks to the mayor.
That's right, that's right. So you remind me of when I first thought about this concept, as others did as well, that, you know, I went to Charlevoix in Quebec, and I noticed in this beautiful region that that's exactly what happened. The farmer spoke to the restaurateur, who spoke to the art gallery owner, who spoke to the ecotourism leader, and together they realized if they wove together what they did, they could offer beautiful experiences for people not only who live in this area, but for others as well.
On your agenda right now, I know there are four major pillars or projects or whatever we want to describe them as. Today, we only have time to talk about the first of these, and it's a very important speaker series. Tell me more.
Mm-hmm. Well, the mission of the Institute really is to connect people, as you mentioned. So first and foremost, we want to have thought leadership from here and abroad to help us all think differently about how we can leverage things up. And so the speaker series is a great example where not only do we have fabulously talented people coming to share their knowledge with us, but it's an opportunity for everyone else to meet each other and connect and figure out what we could do together. So this September 19th event is really inviting people from Owen Sound, from Haliburton, from Midland, from Clarksburg, from Collingwood, as panelists to really share their knowledge with us about placemaking, about the value of arts and culture, how it's really a significant driver for not only economic development, but for healthy, creative communities.
Placemaking, how do you define that?
Well, placemaking is an intentional planning process where you are looking at a geographic area that has local flavors and identity, and you are assessing how you can bring the assets together and the people together to make it a really vibrant place. And so there's so much potential here in the area that we're talking about that we want to explore the idea of developing a regional arts and culture strategy.
Your moderator is Stuart Reed, curator and executive director of Community Foundation Gray Bruce. Tell me about Stuart.
Stuart is a very respected curator and gallery director. He's had positions across the country, and now he is very much interested in philanthropy and what the role of philanthropy is through the Community Foundation Gray Bruce.
On the panel, Sandra Dupre, the vice president of Fleming College in association with the Haliburton School of Art and Design.
Mm-hmm. Haliburton is one of those great stories that if you know the area over the last few decades, the Haliburton School of Art, as it was called, became a centerpiece for the town that not only developed the local talent artistically, but brought the world to Haliburton so that people could learn more about art. And it's a great example of placemaking and the role of that institution.
So are you wanting to bring the world to Southern Georgian Bay? Because they're coming anyway.
Well, why not?
Yeah.
You know, it's a beautifully dynamic and vibrant place right now. And so what we need to be is mindful and intentional about how we plan for the future. And so by bringing the brightest lights together from here and abroad, we hope that we can have not only fun and learn more through statistics and knowledge, but to actually make a difference in terms of deepening the experience for everyone here and improve quality of life.
And not too much and not too fast, or you can spoil the pudding.
That's correct.
John Hartman's an artist and the chair of the Midland Cultural Center. He'll also be on the panel.
He will. And John, perhaps you've seen his paintings. They're absolutely beautiful. Many of them about the Georgian Bay area. John is also the chair of the Cultural Center in Midland, and very interesting story there. It was one philanthropist who enabled that cultural center to happen, so that's a great story.
Dean Holland's an entertainer, a singer, a songwriter, and theater director of the Marsh Street Center, where this will be held, this speakers center meeting.
Oh, yes. Dean is a multifaceted talent. Many of us have enjoyed seeing him. He has a voice like no other. He's a crooner. He's a actor. He is a very community-minded person, so he will be able to share lots of stories with us.
And Erica Angus, the executive director of Theater Collingwood, who's been here many times, is also on the panel.
Yes, she is. And Erica has been able to be one of the people who came to our Community Innovation Day last year, where we discussed all kinds of big ideas. And the idea that came out of her table was developing this area as a cultural destination.
Will there be audience participation, or are you just going to go there and listen?
Well, that's the key thing. So for all of us in the audience, and please have everyone bring a friend who's listening, bring yourselves and someone that you'd love to enjoy the evening with. And the audience, in fact, is going to have a very lively discussion about what we've heard, what we've learned, and how we might move together to create this strategy.
And are you hoping at this meeting to begin the formation of working groups?
You bet. And, okay. And let's not make it sound like it's going to be work. It's going to be fun work that, you know, is very mission driven and has a purpose that is going to bring creativity to our lives.
Projects, we'll call them.
There you go.
Because that's what they are. I understand the follow-up goal is the development of a regional arts and culture strategy working group.
Yes.
We'll do that. It's at 187 Marsh Street in Clarksburg, which is just south of Thornbury, which is the one on the water, the Nottawasaga Bay. September 19th, 7 p.m., this first of the speaker series for the Institute of Southern Georgian Bay. And my guest has been Rosalind Morrison. She's the chair. Thanks for sharing all this with us. Let's talk about how you attend and where you get tickets.
Yes, please go to the Marsh Street Center website, and you can order tickets right there. And Bill, I want to thank you because you are going to be a wonderful MC for the evening.
I am looking forward to it.
and the tickets are only $35. And if you join the Institute, members go for $25.
MarshStreetCenter.com is that website to which Rosalind is referring. And I think they can also go to your website as well to get more information. What's that?
Yes, they can. The Institute of Southern Georgian Bay, TISGB.com.
Okay, www.tisgb.com. Rosalind, thank you for being here, and we'll see you on the 19th, and we'll see you more in the future here on the show as we talk about more of these initiatives.
I look forward to it.
See, I didn't say working groups there, so initiatives.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here.
Okay, bye.